You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I still have the Facebook message we got on Friday from listener Tyler. And it kind of sparked something that we wanted to do this morning. He wrote, I have a coworker who has a 7-year-old who still can't tie his shoes. She says it doesn't matter that he's smart in every other way, but just can't grasp the physics of shoe tying. I offered to help. And that's from Tyler. And off the air, Jeremy and I were talking about that, and you said,
how funny that email came in.
Hot damn, I'm going through the same thing.
It's like, what are the odds right now? Our little Lila, who is 6, is desperately trying to learn how to tie her shoes. She is all in, and it's so funny to sit there and watch her as she's on the floor, either with a shoe on or a shoe next to her that's not on her foot, and she's just, you know, got her little tongue sticking out there, and she's really focusing on, you know, getting the rabbit ear or whatever it is, the tree, and having the rabbit run around the tree and then into the hole under the tree or whatever.
What part is tripping her up?
She's fine with going around the loop, but it's the coming up and underneath it properly. Mm. And that's where it's throwing her off. And it's so funny because she gets so frustrated. You know, she'll try it 10 times, and you just see her. She snaps, you know.
Throws that shoe across the room.
I'm never going to get it. She starts crying, you know, and you try to go over there and give her support. You know, oh, it took me at least 2 or 3 weeks to learn, honey. You know, don't get upset. Keep trying. You'll figure it out. But it is just not clicking. So back to Velcro we go.
So we decided to name this segment, I mean, based on all of this, what is your kid just not grasping? And we're already hearing from people. I've had a couple of Mindbender Club members who wrote in. Allison said, my sister was 12 before she got the training wheels off her bike, and my dad worked with her forever trying to get her to ride a regular bike. She just couldn't do it. She couldn't grasp balancing on a bicycle until she was 12.
Remember Reed was like that until he was like, son Reed, who was, he was like 8 or 9 or something, and he couldn't get it. And what we did is we took him over to our neighbors, it was friends from school. They live on a cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. All those kids were out there riding bikes. He walked over and picked up the bike and hopped on and just started riding it around because all of his little buddies were doing it. And we were like, what the hell? We've had so many tears, you know, but it was just being around his buddies in a cul-de-sac, and away he went. That's exactly what it was. We're like, what? So maybe try that. Get him around some friends.
Let's see. Corinne says, and she even throws in the bless her heart. My daughter, bless her heart, cannot figure out time on a regular clock. I'm assuming Corinne means an analog clock. Yeah. She's 13, and it's a real struggle for her, but she's brilliant at everything else. The clock, however, baffles her. That might be more common than you think since we live in the digital world of telling time.
That, and you just go, hey, Alexa, what time is it? You
know. Yeah. But looking at a regular clock, she says it baffles her 13-year-old.
Yeah, okay, all right. Big hand, little hand, big hand, little hand.
What else have we got?
Marissa says, my son can't grasp chewing with his mouth closed. It's smack, smack, smack through every meal. The wiring from his brain to his mouth is just not there right now. She says, sometimes I have to leave the room because it grosses me out so bad. That's from Marissa. I'm with you, girl. I can't listen to people. I hate that. It's gross. And then another one quickly came in from Tom. He says, my son is 10, and he can't remember our address. We've tried everything. It also will just not stick. I've also wondered if there's ever an emergency, would he be able to tell authorities where he lives? And that's from Tom. So that's a biggie. That's important.
So we all remember, I mean, if you're of a certain age, you remember having to remember phone numbers.
Yep.
You had to learn your phone number. And it was even easier that long ago because it wasn't 10-digit dialing. You just had to remember the 7, right?
Right.
And then they went to 10. And then suddenly we've got, you know, auto dial and such. But I wonder how many kids, besides not being able to grasp learning their address, how many can't remember 10 digits of a phone number?
Right. Which, again, they all have phones now. I mean, unless they're...
Yeah, but what if they're
six,
without their
seven.
Phone and they're lost somewhere and the
what
authorities come by
do?
And they say, how do we call your mom?
I don't know. You know, where do you live? I don't know.
What's your mom's first name?
Mom.
Mom? Here's our phone number. Here's our phone number. You should have this one memorized. I wonder how many kids from listening to this show right. and listening to the Mindbender know our phone number but not their own.
Probably a bunch, man.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Have a few laughs with us this morning. What is your kid just not grasping? Or maybe it was you when you were a kid and it took you years.
Forever. Maybe you're still wet in the bed.
Taking a brief left turn for just one second, let's read Andrew's note. Because it probably should be said. He goes, you guys touched on something I've thought about a lot. It's the blessing and the curse of technology. We're glad that we can just say, hey, Siri, call dad. But we do become reliant upon it. And when it's not there, we're totally screwed because we haven't memorized anything. He says, I know two phone numbers, period. Mine and my wife's. And I couldn't tell you one other person's number. I think that's
pretty common. Yeah.
Anyway, but back to the segment itself. What is your kid just not grasping? June says, my son is 11 and can't grasp not making a mess at every meal. At least three times a week, he'll knock over his glass. At least five times a week, he drops food all over the floor. She says, he's like a 4 foot tall savage. I wonder if that's an eyesight thing. Maybe the kid needs glasses.
Maybe
it's a depth perception. I'm serious. What if it's
buddy?
A depth perception thing?
It could be, yeah.
So he's reaching for things and
knocking everything over.
Mariana says, Jeremy, don't worry about your daughter and the shoe tying. My daughter was nearly 10 before she could do it consistently. Sometimes before that, she'd get lucky, but it was hit and miss for the longest time.
Yeah, it takes a while, I guess.
10, though?
10.
I hope Lila doesn't take another 4 years.
Nah, she'll get it by this weekend, I guarantee you. Right. I've got three more from Gabby, Shelley, and Heather. Gabby says, I hate to call him out, but I have an 11-year-old that still can't figure out what shoe goes on what foot. I can't tell you how many times I've looked over, and the right is on the left, and the left is on the right. He once played an entire basketball game with the shoes on the wrong feet. Isn't that uncomfortable? ? That's from Gabby. Shelley wrote in on our Facebook. She says, my son still doesn't grasp the idea of blowing his nose. He's constantly sniffling. Yeah. He's 22, married, and serving in the military. She says, thank God they put buttons on those uniform sleeves.
That's why they say buttons were put on sleeves in the first place.
Yeah. So you don't, rub your snot all over.
Supposedly it was a Napoleon thing. He was tired of his officers rubbing their snot on their sleeves, so he had them sew buttons on.
You put buttons on.
Little fun fact for you to know.
A little cherry on top here from Heather. She says, my daughter is 17 and still swallows her gum. She's an idiot. That's from Heather.